It's here and now. Russia has launched the biggest security operation in Olympic history in advance of the Winter Games in Sochi. The government has established a so-called Ring of Steel, a secure zone 60 miles long and 25 miles wide, where residents, visitors, athletes, and vendors will be subject to near-total surveillance. Vehicles not registered in Sochi will be banned, and they cannot enter the zone, not even for deliveries of retail goods or food. In addition, 25,000 special police, 8,000 military troops, and the Alpha Anti-Terrorist Squad of the Russian Security Service will be at the Games, along with 30,000 other troops who will patrol the border with the nation of Georgia. It's a massive effort. All told, these defenses could cost more than $2 billion. But will it be enough, especially after two suicide bombers in the nearby city of Volgograd killed more than 30 people just last month? Well, let's turn to William Rathburn. He was head of security for the 1996 Summer Games in Atlanta, where, of course, three people died and 100 were injured in a bombing at a local park. He's president of Rathburn & Associates, a security consulting firm in Texas. Welcome.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Do you think what they're doing is adequate? I mean, thousands of troops, aerial surveillance, no people in or out, no vehicles in or out as the games are going on. Is it enough?
Well, hopefully it'll be enough. I'm concerned, however, they can do everything right and still have a problem. One difficulty in securing something like the Olympics against the potential terrorists is that these people are not going to try to commit a crime and get away with it. They've demonstrated in Volgograd that they'll use suicide bombers, and so it doesn't matter how many security perimeters you establish or security checkpoints. At some point, people will have to queue up to go through those checkpoints or those perimeters. And as we saw in the first bombing in Volgograd, the suicide bomber detonated herself in the queue outside of a metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm optimistic, I guess, that the Russian authorities can protect the villages and venues, and I'm certainly hopeful they can. That does not mean there will not be an incident, and any incident, even in the outer perimeter, will embarrass the Russian government and will get extensive worldwide news coverage just because of the huge gathering of news media in Sochi during the games.
You know, I'm reading that there are going to be special forces, the Alpha Anti-Terrorist Squad of the Russian Security Service. Skies will be full of Air Force fighters and drones. Anti-aircraft missiles capable of taking down airborne threats will be deployed around the zone. Even four of the Russian Navy's anti-saboteur patrol boats with dive teams will be sort of on call around the Sochi Games. So very visible security. But what about invisible forms of security that are needed, surveillance and intelligence?
Well, intelligence is probably the key measure to take to protect the games or any event. Protecting against a suicide bomber is different than protecting against any other type of crime, and it requires a different mindset. Clearly, the Russian security authorities have checked off every possible security measure they can take. They've studied other games, and they've modeled to a great extent what they're doing after the security preparations in other games. All of that done, and done very, very well, does not guarantee there will not be an incident. And one thing that's very, very significant in the Sochi Olympics is this is the only Olympics, to my knowledge, in history that's ever had an announced threat well prior to the games.
And you're referring there to Doku Umarov, who has urged militants in Russia's North Caucasus to use as much force as possible to prevent these games from going forward.
Yes, exactly.
Let me ask you, you were the head of security for the 96 Atlanta Games, and of course many people will remember that there was a bombing in Centennial Square at those games. What did you learn, and what did people who work on major security efforts learn from that event?
You know, we made a decision early on in the Olympics to not close the Centennial Olympic Park from a security standpoint. We certainly considered it. For a variety of reasons, we determined that it was not practical to do. I think the important thing to recognize from that 1996 Olympic bombing was that had we secured the park, could have perhaps prevented the bomb from being introduced into the park, but I think more likely we would have forced them to select a secondary target. I think that's the crux of what the Russians are facing right now. The real threat is this threats to the soft targets in and around Sochi. You know, they announced that they've closed down the Sochi area to all cars from outside the area. But the fact is that somebody has been planning this for a long time, at least back to July, when they announced that the Olympics were on their radar, that you have to assume that they are already in place in a safe house in Sochi. I have very little concern about the vulnerability of the Olympic sites themselves. It's everything else that gives me great concern. I had that same concern in Atlanta. If we had screened everyone into the park and forced the terrorist, Eric Rudolph, to select a secondary target, it's certainly possible that far more people could have been killed and injured. The bomb was found in the park because there was extensive security in the park. The security people on site just had not had time to clear the crowd.
William Rathburn, let me ask you, that there's this phrase in the military about there are times where generals are always fighting the last war. Does that also apply in the world of security for events like this?
I think that's an excellent point. We have a lot of experience in security, but I think fighting suicide bombers is something we're not used to. We have this mentality that people want to commit a crime and get away with it. Suicide bombers do not want to get away with it. That requires a different mindset.
Do you worry that that the hardening of security around the Olympic Games is now beginning to interfere with the culture of the Games itself?
Well, I've been involved in the Olympics for a long time. I was in charge of the Los Angeles police planning for the 1984 Olympics and then director of security in Atlanta and involved in a lot of other Olympic Games around the world. And one thing that we always try to keep in mind as we're planning the security is to make sure that the event remains a sporting event as opposed to becoming a security event. So, yeah, I think there is a real concern that the focus on the sporting aspect has been diminished as a result.
William Rathburn was head of security for the 96 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. He's now president of Rathburn & Associates, a security consulting firm in Texas. Mr. Rathburn, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
And in other Olympic news, Team Russia and its much-heralded hockey team will be led by Washington Capitol Center Alexander Ovechkin. Russia is, of course, the host country for these Winter Games and is looking to avoid a repeat of its poor performance at the 2010 Games in Vancouver. Other players will be taking a break from their jobs with the National Hockey League, and Canada, as you'll remember, took the men's and women's hockey gold medals 4 years ago. We'll be watching. You're listening to Here and Now.